If you've ever picked up old penny postcards at a flea market, you may have read the message on back and wondered, who wrote this and what were they doing on that trip? Pulitzer Prize-winning author Robert Olin Butler set out to answer these questions in a new collection of short stories called Had a Good Time. Martha Woodruff of member station WMRA reports.
Robert Olin Butler is a bit of a pack rat.
I happen to have the collector's instinct, and I happened on to collecting picture postcards, not so much for the images on the front, but rather for the messages written on the backs.
The postcards Butler found himself principally drawn to were from the early years of the last century. It took him a while to figure out that by buying these postcards, he was collecting material for a new book.
I should have realized, but I didn't at the time, that it was really my novelist, my fiction writer's instincts that were being deeply touched by this. These little fragments of lives.
Butler calls his new book, appropriately enough for a collection inspired by postcards, Had a Good Time.
I began to write these short stories based on those brief messages. And in the book, the postcard is reproduced front and back, and I pick the voice up and write the fully imagined story of what was happening around that message.
One of these stories is called This is Earl Sant. It comes from a picture postcard of a biplane high in the sky whose wing is just beginning to tear apart. The message on the back says, This is Earl Sant of Erie, Pennsylvania, in his airplane just before it fell. The story is Butler's reconstruction of the sender's reaction to the crash.
The aeroplane suddenly reared up on its left side as if it wanted to turn to the right, but the nose went down, and there was so little sky below, so little, and then the aeroplane tried to lift itself briefly, but the wing was tearing away, and the engine hammered loud, and Earl Sant turned sharply right again, pointing to the earth, and his aeroplane looped, the engine crying out, and he fell, disappearing behind a stand of pine. There was a heavy thump beyond the trees, and I have nothing in my head to compare it to. Not a barn collapsing, not a horse going down, not the dead sugar maple, 40 foot high, I had felled only yesterday in our yard. The sound was new.
Once he finished This is Earl Sant, Butler found he'd imbued his narrator with emotions that he himself had felt as he watched the collapse of the Twin Towers a century later.
All of us looked at an image that was so extraordinary that it got past our defenses that we normally have and made us all, each of us individually, confront our own mortality in some striking new way. And I think that's what's happened in this story, and this is Earl Sant.
Looking over old postcards is emotionally provocative. It's such a brief, personal glimpse into a stranger's life. The industry boomed after 1898 when the U.S. Post Office lowered the postcard postage rate to a penny. By 1908, over 700 million cards were being mailed in one 12-month period.
Postcards were, in interesting ways, both artifacts and messages. And you have to remember that visual images are new to people at this time.
Grace Elizabeth Hale is a cultural historian at the University of Virginia and author of a book on the culture of segregation in the South. Hale mined both the front and back of old postcards to deepen her understanding of what Southerners found interesting or novel.
They're everyday folks sending out messages to loved ones. For historians, they're really that rare evidence that gives you some insight into the inner life of people whose lives don't always show up in the archives.
The fleshing out of such glimpses is one of Robert Olin Butler's missions. The story Ironworkers Hayride comes from a sentimental picture postcard of a romantic kissing couple. The unromantic message on the back announces that the sender is not going on a hayride with a woman who has a cork leg. In Butler's story, the young man, Milton, gets talked into going on the hayride after all, only to find the girl overpoweringly attractive. Milton doesn't want to be a masher, but he decides it's okay to caress her wooden leg.
It's not really a leg. It's a piece of wood. It's really as if you were with a girl who walked with a cane, and you touched the cane, which is no offense at all. And yet, From my own private Comet's point of view, it is her own personal sweet willow leg, and it is attached to her, and so it would still be a thrillingly tender connection to her, while at the same time being a connection that no one in the world would know about, not even her, especially under a blanket. And even if they did know about it, it's not like touching the actual girl.
Like his other books, Had a Good Time continues Robert Olin Butler's ongoing romance with a collage of human experience.
It's like those photomontage posters you can see that look like one image and get real close and all the little, whatever the equivalent of a pixel is, all the little pieces that make up that larger image are other individual images. And that was the intended effect of this book.
Butler sees Had a Good Time as very like America. The book's a melange of different voices, different backgrounds, different dreams. For NPR News, I'm Martha Woodruff.
You can see some of the postcards that inspired Butler and read the messages at our website, npr.org.